sports, Merrill, I'll never forget looking down the sidelines in 1989 with that young Chiefs team that was trying to turn the corner with a new coach in Marty Schottenheimer, and Mike Webster's there. Mike Webster, in the last couple years of his career, 4 Super Bowl rings. He wasn't wearing them on the sidelines. It didn't matter. You had a different sense about the sidelines with him. And then suddenly we add a guy named Marcus Allen and Joe Montana, and that's a different kind of mentoring, because Joe's not the kind of guy that's going to talk a lot, but just because of their example, having a couple of those people. So my question to you is, as you look at the Yankees, maybe having too many of those big time, too many Mike Websters, if you will, and not creating a sort of anticipation, a culture that the older guys have got to bring, in addition to hazing them and having some fun with that, it's bringing them into the culture. What do you think about that? Do you think the Yankees maybe would do better to let A-Rod go, let's say, to the Cubs, and create more of that kind of culture of mentoring?
You know, I guess I always refer back to the 1980 Olympic team when we won the gold. And one of the standards that was set, for help me with the coach that coached our Olympic team in 80, when we won the gold, Herb Brooks.
Coach.
Yes, Herb Brooks, to me, said it most eloquently. You know, he went in and he said, listen, all-star teams don't win for a reason, because they're about individuals. There's no way you can bring an all-star team together and win anything, because you got to formulate a team, and there's all different makeups that create a team. You know, now Mac Webster's probably a bad example to use, because he's the epitome of a team. But when you think of, you know, star player, I mean, you take put together an NFC All-Pro team and take the best team in the AFC, and the best team in the AFC will whip that team. You know, I've always believed that you know, for every one star in the NFL, there's 5 role players. And, you know, they have to be willing to accept that and do their very best and not worry about, you know, being the star. And the more stars that I think you have, the more want to be that star, and therefore they lose sight and focus of being a team. So I've always used that as a model for him, what they did in the Olympics. And I think it's true in all sports. To really develop a team, you just need all different kinds of makeups. You can't have a bunch of stars to get it done.